G'day guys, welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit Podcast. As always, if you're enjoying the content, make sure you head over to YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify and subscribe to the podcast there and leave a review, a five-star review if you can. It always helps the podcast. And if you want to, go over to social media, Facebook, Instagram, at Inner City Hermit. Yes, we did it. Okay, guys, my guest today, he's a reoccurring guest. He's an absolute legend. He's a workhorse and he's just an awesome dude, to be honest, just a motivating dude to talk to. I sit down with Plastic Love owner Connor McCauley once again. Also, like, just a great interview in that we did one a couple months ago, so if you want to go check that one out, you can. But we're just sort of following up on where he's going with the business, his marketing strategies. Like I said, the dude knows so much, and he's so open to giving so much advice based on the things that he sort of stuffed up in the past. So really good one. If you're a Plastic Love fan or just someone who's really interested in business, this one is for you. Without further ado, my man, Connor McCauley. G'day guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit. We have a very familiar face here. We have my brother, the man, the myth, the legend, the workhorse, the man behind Plastic Love, Connor McCauley. What's doing, brother?
I'm back, baby. Man. I'm happy to be here. I'm back.
How are you? We were just saying how we just said doozy, and I'm like, you know, that's a YKTR thing. We need to find some Plastic Love.
I need to. I was actually thinking I need to find something to call the family, man. I call it the family, but
the Plastic family.
I know. So people are watching this.
Yeah, bro.
In my DMs right now, what can we call our thing?
I don't know. We have to avoid the sex toy reference. So we can't call them plastic sticks or something.
Don't do that, bro. That will only go one way. The whole thing will go down.
Nah, I reckon you've got to be enough.
To come up with something.
You've got a big enough family that someone will fucking come up with something.
Someone's got to come up with something. So for everyone watching this, because there are going to be more people watching this time.
Yeah,
because I'm going to be able to put it on my page.
Fuck yeah.
And your Twitter. And my Twitter that has 20 followers. So follow my Twitter.
It's such
an American thing, I swear.
It's everyone sort of talks about Twitter. Like, I know, I've noticed you've started doing it, how you like take your screenshot of your Twitter and you post it on your IG. It's funny how you take Twitter and you put it directly back on your IG.
Hey, it's like, bro, you try and do like this other platform, you just end up going straight back to the platform, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
man. Well, like I said, man, I did the TikTok thing with the podcast for a bit and I got fucking nothing. And then I started doing it with Pokemon cards and we were talking about it before. So, because we were talking about how you're trying to find like a way to get on TikTok.
Yeah, it's just so hard. Like, I've thought about it and I've seen like other brands do it, but I just feel like, if I did it, like I did a couple of practice ones because I got the account.
Yeah.
But like, I haven't posted anything.
No.
And I did like a couple and it's just like so corny.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing?
You feel like you're 12, like when you do it. Like,
it's so good.
If you
can hit an audience, it's so good.
And it takes, the thing that I love about it is like I did a video this morning of just opening a packet for some fucking stupid reason. I don't even know. But like, it took me maybe 12 minutes to put, probably the of time to post an Instagram photo, and the photo's already taken on Instagram. I'm just trying to work hashtags and shit.
And a caption, my hardest thing is a caption. Like, I have too many, so I have to like cut them out.
You're even harder because your captions are very small. So you need to find...
It's never like an information caption.
Yeah, dude, I never know how you do it because you always find three or four words that you go,
it makes you think.
And you do it on, because I've noticed you do it, you've always done this, but you do it a lot now where you'll just post like a photo of like a fucking water bottle and then just have like a quote underneath it. And I'm like, holy shit, how does he do this?
I did it one time and like people were replying to the water bottle because it was like a Gatorade water bottle. It looked like an old ass bottle. No, it's like fresh water. I think it's because I had like lemon limes in it or something. So the water looked all old and people were like, yo, what is that? I'm just like, bro, I just like took a photo. But I guess I did it like, you know, back into last year. And ever since I've just like, the water bottle's been like my thing. That's on my personal. And then even on like the, on the brand's page on Plastic Love, I still post like I posted something last night and it was just like a random photo. Like, I don't know for anyone watching, if you're actually watching what I post, like look into it even more than
you're like
what you are
them.
Now because there's, I drop hints all the time. People have no idea. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So like if you're watching and you see my stories, look even closer. Like, just look even closer. Yeah, people don't know. That. I've never told anyone, but like, I post subtle hints. Like, I have some people guessing what's coming next and stuff, but like, I don't post like a black screen with like a couple of little images in the corner for no reason.
You are a cryptic son of a bitch.
So like, I'm really like, I started dropping like subtle hints because I just want to see if anyone's picked up on it. Yeah, a couple people have. A couple people have started guessing and stuff. Yeah. But for the most part, you know,
this is going to be wild.
800-900 people see and they just don't even...
You're going to have so... Because you said this, like, it sounds stupid, but I looked at my analytics and most people listen in the first 15 minutes. You've dropped that in the first 15 minutes, so I guarantee you everybody who listens is going to go back and look
definitely. At it. Look at my stories. That whenever this is released, I guarantee I'll have a story up that has, like, something in the corner, something blurred. Really? Yeah.
Never noticed that.
It's all planned,
that.
Man. That's where most of my time goes.
Like, you are a fucking genius. Do you find, like, people follow that? Like, you know, when everyone's sort of famous for, like, that one thing, do you find that's one thing that people, like, sort of attribute to you?
Yeah, and I think, like, I don't know if you noticed, but, like, I always post, like, you know, the three or four words things. Like, my story is always a full stop.
Yeah.
So like, and even if the full stop doesn't make sense, I still put the full stop.
Yeah,
in my
that's
thing.
Actually so true.
So if you check
as
that,
a teacher, like, I really should actually get around that.
Yeah, I was about to say, come on, man. My punctuation is trash on, like, the platform. Like, my spelling's usually correct, but, like, where I put, like, full stops, there should never be a full stop there. But, like, I just do it anyway. Like, I guess I've just got used to doing that now. That's just the way I talk.
It's funny when you find, even down to, like, people don't really get, like, when you say a niche comes down to, like, even thing mannerisms you do. Yeah. As a creator on IG and Facebook, like, you get famous for specific things, and it's funny because you find people might, like, if a clothing label followed you and they started doing that, you'd know exactly, like, other
I
people
see everyone so don't even think like for a second that full stop thing came from anywhere else other than because I just did it one time. Like, I don't know if there's probably someone in the world that's done it before me. I don't know, but I know who watches my page, and I know who talks how I talk.
Is it is it becoming more and more like you?
I see
you
people
see it
watch
more?
It, but like the thing is, like, I sometimes get like questions like, "Oh, so and so does this and does that," and I'm just like, I don't really mind because it's just like, you know, I want as many people to like do their thing as possible. But I just know that like if say for me, for example, like, I built Plastic Love off the back of like who I am and what I do and what I believe and how I feel. I don't think you can come in and take that from someone and try and make it your own because it just doesn't make sense. Yeah. It's not who you are. And so people that will do that will get found out.
And you find, like, if you're someone who does that and it's very in the creator area, and I consider clothing as you're in the creative bubble, like you're in a creative.
Yeah.
So you're very similar to anyone who you're exactly the same
as
like a songwriter.
It's so hard to like,
yeah. And you know when it's not being authentically you. Like, I know when I'm talking, I do it a lot on the solo ones, and like, to be completely honest, I feel kind of shit about it now because I always used to like copy Chris D'Elia's mannerisms, which is probably not a great thing now because. Well,
I don't even know what happened with
bro,
it.
Bro, I don't even want I spoke about it last week. It's fucking it's gross and I don't, but when it comes out, you're like, that's not me. Like, I don't do that.
Nah, like, and I think like can you take inspiration from what people do? Yes, 100%. Can you like, I don't know, draw, I don't know, you can create something from hearing someone say something. Like, that's just what the world is. Like, you're constantly going to be seeing things that are going to inspire you to do the next thing. But, like, I think it's more about, like, all right, you take, like, something someone's done, but, like, you got to make it your own, and, like, the way you portray it is, like, that's going to be you rather than just, like, oh, I'm just going to sound like this guy. Or, like, it's like me, like, picking a brand I really like and just trying to like copy it word for word. It's like, that's just not going to work. Like, it's just not going to work. It just doesn't work. You'll get found out. But
exactly.
I think like, when I see people like, cause I see people like watch my page and stuff like that, I don't really care. Like, do what you want. Like, I know I do my stuff and like, that's me. So like, I don't really mind. What
other
people
and
do.
I think it's so important for people to, and you're 100% an example of that, to just be exactly, whether you're doing a brand, music, whether you're fucking doing a podcast, running an Instagram page.
Yeah.
If you be exactly who you are and people resonate with who you are, it makes the whole process easier.
So much easier. Like, imagine waking up and you're like, oh, fuck,
I've got to be
this person today. Like, I've got to see what they're doing and what he's doing, what she's doing, just to make up your own story. It's like, that's too much effort, man. Like, I couldn't do that. I got enough on my plate as it is. So
you
like,
can, and I think a lot of it sounds terrible, but there is a lot of people, and I'm just coming to fruition with this because of like, well, obviously the Black Lives Matter stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of famous celebrities are posting stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, in your head, you're like, imagine, like, they do a lot of things because they want to be like, I need to be viewed in this way. And yeah, it's like, imagine getting up every morning. And I'm not saying like, oh, like they're against that, but yeah, that's one example of they have to get up and...
Yeah, it's like everything though. Like, yeah, the world's such a big place, man.
Yeah.
Like, I just think like if people are watching and they're like doing something for themselves, like, and it's 100% on them, like, yeah, that's like, it's much better just to do what you want to do and how you want to do it and what comes from your mind and what you're thinking and stuff like that, because then it comes off as like, oh, actually, like, because no one's mind's the same as someone else's, you know what I mean? So like, when you're like creating your stuff, like, when I'm just putting my thoughts on my story, on my brand story, or like on my personal story, like, that's just me, man.
Yeah, like, embrace your like uniqueness.
Embrace yourself. Everyone's unique. Yeah, like, that's what's gonna draw people to you.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, man.
Dude, that's sick. And like, you know, I obviously got you on today. We've been dabbling. Like, I think we go back and forth on Instagram very frequently now.
All
like,
the time, man.
It's responding
to stories.
It's sick, man. Because honestly, like, and I like, I don't know if you, well, I guess I don't post as much like, you know, the grind sort of stuff as you do.
Mm.
But every time I see you post, I'll like be sitting on the couch like, oh, I can't really be fucked today. And
yeah,
then I see you working, and I'm like, fuck.
I think I only really do it for like that reason though.
But
it's only really
it.
To like
I
inspire.
Love it,
like, I'm not like this big.
No,
like,
no. But the way you
creator,
do it, the
like,
way you do it is, and when I said that, I don't mean to say like you're throwing it out. The way
yeah.
you do it is very much like, hey man, I can do it. Why the
it's
fuck
like,
can't
it's,
you?
It's
do
very
it?
Subtle.
It's
kind of like, yo,
yeah,
if you got up today and you want to watch like 8 episodes of Netflix, like, that's cool,
yeah,
at you. But like, just know that you could do something. Like, and that's why,
yeah,
like,
man,
I see like, bro, I think like, you know how like the clubs have opened again?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I see everyone. Bro, I went through my Snapchat and just deleted anyone that was
yeah.
going out.
I was
like, you know,
oh,
I don't
want
to see this. Like,
my,
it's just like, you had all this time to like do something and people are like complaining.
That's
and
it,
like,
man.
Yo, what's going
and
on?
And it's like,
man,
they get, a lot of people get annoyed at like, oh man, like, you know, you're like, yeah, you're so lucky. And you're like,
dude, you don't
I
even
fucking
know the half of
hate
it.
That
yeah.
word, man.
I
hate
I
it so
I haven't
so
really
much,
had
man.
Many people say that to me because I think they've, like, from the start, I've kind
of
just always
been
myself.
You've got a lot
myself.
Of OG followers,
like,
too.
Yeah, and I've yeah. kind of just always been myself, and I've always put up, like when I'm creating stuff and when I'm working. And, like, even on the podcast I was on yesterday, like, I was just talking to the guys, like, the only, like, I'm not
shout
this,
out
like,
AC Casey
yeah,
podcast.
Shout out AC Casey. I think it's more of, like, you know, when people aren't working, like, that's when I'm just doing the little things, you know what I mean? I feel like that's what, like, I can 100% say that for myself. Like, I'm like a hard
yeah.
worker. Like, I know I am.
Yeah,
you know
man.
I mean? But I don't need everyone to like
you don't
tell
need
me
that.
That. Like, I don't need someone to come up to me and be like, bro, you're such a hard worker. Like, I love what you're doing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I choose to work hard because that's just who I am. And like, I know that for me to go where I want to go with Plastic Love and what I'm doing, I need to put in the work. It's not
yeah.
going to be like,
because you're fucking going places, man. Like, I remember the other
Thanks,
day,
bro.
I was going out to dinner. Shout out Little Singapore. And and I was in the car and I literally, it was lucky and no flex on this, but like, Kia's got a convertible and it was lucky
yeah.
she was driving to dinner and the roof was off and
yeah.
the sign down near the Tesla building popped
yeah.
up and I was literally like talking to Kia, having a conversation all
yeah.
and all I said was like, holy fuck, Plastic Love and Creed. And
oh dude, yeah, I was wondering where you're going with this story and
bro,
I was like, what the hell? Like,
it was the biggest sign on the fucking back
yeah.
of the Tesla building and I like, but it shows the, you know, because like, you know, I'm not affiliated. Like, I bought this jumper. Everyone says, oh man, like, just so everyone knows, I
yeah,
bought this
nah,
jumper.
Yeah.
Like, this is not, if you,
I don't do like,
no, if you genuinely love a brand, it doesn't matter how big or how much of an influence you have, you should
yeah.
be buying the product. So for anyone that knows, I bought this
yeah.
and I paid extra because I wanted you to go
like
go ham
on
it. Yeah.
And it looks so good, bro. I
fucking
love
nailed
it.
I love it.
I didn't want to give it away.
Oh, it's so
I
good.
Like,
I remember taking it off you and you were like
yeah.
hanging on to the jumper. I was like, bro, it's fucking
nah, bro,
mine.
It's...
Yeah. But like, I was genuinely stoked.
Yeah. I mean, like,
when I saw that.
When you messaged me that and like, even like, shout out Creed the Kid again. Like,
yeah.
he always comes up, but like, you know, like without him wearing that shirt, like, I had no idea he was going to wear that shirt. And like, that was a shirt that, bro, I don't even think it didn't really sell that well. Like, it's crazy just to see
wild
like,
man
Creed just wearing that, and like, he had no idea that was there because I ended up messaging him and I was
oh,
like,
really?
Yo, bro, like, you know, there's a big ass billboard with you on it, like, for Spotify, like, in the city. Like, he's like, what? Which one? Because like, he'd been, I think he, like, he'd been on the, some posters.
Yeah, I saw the posters. Had a lot of
people,
valley,
like,
yeah.
Message me with those. But this was like, yeah, this is massive.
Dude, it was...
Yeah, it was crazy.
But it was so cool, the feeling that... And I could imagine that, you know, if your other followers or people who really love the brand were in
yeah.
that, like, it would have just made them feel so good. Like, it would have yeah. made them feel like, hey, like... Like you said, man, family. Like, it's a fucking
that's,
family.
That's what it yeah. is. And, like, it was so weird because that day I was talking to one of the boys. I was like, you know what? Like, one day I just want to, like, I just want to buy a big-ass billboard in the city just to say I've done it. Like, and even though it's, like, the worst marketing technique ever
it's
nowadays.
It's a massive
like,
flex.
It's just a flex. And I think, like, one day I just want to do that just to say to myself because I've had it in the back of my mind for a while. Like, I just want to, yeah. like, have a big-ass billboard, even if it's just for, like, a month and just, like, just wow. have it
and
in,
like,
in my city. Like,
dude, how sick would it
crazy.
Be to like the old school billboards, like the paper
yeah, like,
billboards,
bro,
not
I
like
just,
the blinking
yeah,
ones. Like,
oh, no, I don't want it like a digital. Yeah, no, I like want it like a proper school, old man. School billboard. Yeah, because there's this brand in America that did one and it's in the middle of LA and I think
oh,
it's
really?
Like the sickest thing ever.
That's
like,
so
it's
sick.
So sick because people yeah. would just, they would go there to take pictures of it. Like imagine having a billboard.
And
like
people,
if my brand was on it, and people just literally go to the city
and
just take
would,
a picture under
they
it,
100%
like,
would,
so
man.
That'd be crazy.
It'd be fucking
so
wild.
That's on my
that's on
list
the
of things.
List. That's
to
on
do.
The bucket
yeah,
list.
Definitely.
Yeah, because so. And like you know, I got obviously we're talking, and a massive thing is that you told me when I picked the jumper up is you fucking quit your job. Like you are full time plastic glove now. That is
yeah,
that's
is,
fucking awesome, dude. That
yeah,
is so cool.
It was yeah. I was nervous at the start because I was just like, oh, like, is this, do I just do this? Is it going to like, how's it going to affect me? Like, you know what I mean? Because obviously like everyone has bills, man. Like I don't live at home. Like I live out of home and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I think I'd worked hard to put myself in that position. And obviously without the support from everyone, like I can't do that. So
yeah.
like, it's like massive big ups. Like everyone who like supports me every drop, you know, even just messages me, like, all that sort of stuff. Because, like, without that, I wouldn't have been able to make that call. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
just say, like, you know what? No, I'm focusing my
it must
whole
be,
time on
it. It must be an awesome feeling, though. Like, knowing
it's crazy,
that...
Yeah.
It,
I've got used yeah. to it now. Like, it's been, like, you know, it's probably been about, like, 6 weeks now.
Yeah. How's your scheduling going? Like, because instead of, like, sort of doing it on the fly, you're now doing it, like,
yeah.
you need to structure your
going
days,
from a side or... hustle to, like, making it full-time is definitely, like, a bit weird. Because you'll find yourself, like, when you... like on a side hustle, like I would work like, you know, like 6 a.m. to like 4 p.m. and then like I'd come home and have dinner and then like from 6 p.m. to like, you know, 10, 11, that's like I'd only have like a limited amount of time. And then weekends were massive. That's why like for people that don't know, like, I don't go out. I don't do any of that stuff. Like I literally
oh,
had to use my weekends as like, that's my 2 days a week I
yeah.
get to
and
like,
not only that, man, it's when you go out, like if you full send it, you sacrifice Sunday too. Like you're not going to
oh,
get any
yeah.
work
it's
done.
It's just not
on
me.
Eh? It's,
like
it's
just not.
Yeah.
Me,
and, like. And it's something like, it's something that I guess, like I wouldn't say I've grown out of it, but I've grown out of the going out thing, I think. And
I never got into it. Eh?
I did, man. I was,
I've been yeah. in the Valley. I've been to the Valley more times to see you, the same amount of times to see you than I have to go out, bro. Like,
yeah, well, it's...
And that's twice.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you either do or you don't. And I went through a state because I obviously was like, I was a laborer before I started
yeah,
teaching. So
yeah.
I was like, you know, you work all week, you're like, there's literally nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas now it's obviously a bit different. Now I'm
yeah.
like, okay, hang on. Like,
yeah.
But it's about sort of finding that. And like, this is no disrespect to anyone that goes out.
It's just 100%. Who I am as a person.
Yeah, exactly
like,
right.
People
you,
can go and do what they want, but like, if you
yeah,
want,
exactly,
if you want to go
man.
And get something, then you're maybe gonna have to reevaluate your situation. Of
yeah,
like, 100%. If you're spending your Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
Yeah, because
out like,
and
it's
I don't
not
think,
really gonna help.
I don't think people understand too. Like you, I can guarantee, as coming from someone who my obviously Kia runs her own
yeah.
business, you. You don't everything. So when you run your own business, when it does well, you don't make all that money. That money goes
straight
back
into.
Your,
I think that's what people like.
You make minimal cash.
Ice makes a very good point when
yeah.
he says like, because he's always big on like, you know, you can be a millionaire, but you're not actually a millionaire because you got to take in like he always says like you're gonna like. I don't know if people don't know that, but like it costts money to make what I put out. Like, you know what
yeah.
I mean? People don't like maybe see that, like, yeah, you're selling out, but that check's not going straight into my bank for me
no
to go and buy
way,
like
man.
A fancy car. And that's going straight back in to up the quality for you guys for the next drop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where like, I haven't really like been able to express that. So I'm glad you brought it up because like, it really is a case of like, you know, if a drop sells out, it's not like, oh my God, yeah, I can go buy a house. Like, it's not like that at all. Like, it's literally like, okay, all right. Like, I can tell people right now, like, what I'm planning to do, what happened last drop. Like, I'm going to buy a label machine and then I'm going to buy my own packaging. Yeah. So you won't get it in an Australia Post bag anymore. You'll get it in like some custom thing that I'm working on. You know what I mean?
So sick, man.
Eventually by the end of the year, that costs money. Yeah, that's a gamble. Like, what size do I have to buy? You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's all that sort of stuff. But that's the best part, because when you can see yourself, because I started with like nothing, man. Like seriously, if like people are thinking of like starting their own thing, you don't need a lot to start. It's more hard work than...
How big was your first drop that you did? Like, how many shirts?
I stuffed up so bad.
Oh, really?
I did more shirts. I think I did like twice the amount of shirts I would drop now.
Really?
In my first drop. Bro, I was so dumb. Like, but this is what I mean. Like, I said to the guys I was on yesterday, like, the best way to learn is just to jump in the deep end not knowing how to swim rather than... Dink, you can teach like, yourself how to swim and put your toe in. It's just best just say like fuck it and just do it. You
and
know what I mean?
Coming from someone who's at the area that you're at, hearing the fact that you fucked up, like on your
first that wasn't the only mistake. There's been so many.
Have you ever thought about, you know, obviously Ice is a massive inspiration to you, and like, you know, I've spoken to Ice about the way he does business. Have you ever thought about doing sort of video content around those things?
So, or, like...
It's also, like, another thing you have to add to the workload, eh?
Yeah, like, but I think now that I've got, like, I've put myself in that position where, like, I have got more hours in the day to focus... Like, because I can wake up at 5 and still be working at 11 p.m. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, I can just maybe take a couple it's hours a off the next day because... Hey. Yeah, that's what I mean. But you don't want to get, like... The main thing for me is I didn't want to get caught in, like, an actual strict routine of what to do. Because... Like last night I was working like 8 p.m. you know what I mean? Like I did the podcast, I came home, I started working on stuff. But yeah, I think like video content, like I want to get into YouTube. I think it'd be cool. Just more so like the behind the scenes of everything. Like maybe people would have value that. So like if you're watching and that's something that you think would be interesting, then let me know, DM me, because like if I get a good response, then it might be something.
I think you'd be good at it. Like I think it's one of those things.
I'm comfortable
where
on camera, like you know what I mean? Man. Like I don't really get like
that's a big thing. Like I didn't really realize until I started doing this.
You seem so comfortable. You always did though. Like you always seemed like it was.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. It's just I think like for me personally, like it's really funny. Like I used to obviously always know the cameras are there. Yeah. Because I'd have to work on them. But even now, like, you know, like we said before we started, with anything, it's reps. Like I think I've done 40, 45, 46 interviews now. So like, I just do
that's
them.
A crazy amount. It's, like that's you know, 50, 60 hours.
Bro, and it's
in,
a rep. Yeah. It's a rep. And it's like anything with clothes. Like, you know, you do so many drops. Every single drop, you learn something new. You're like, okay.
Definitely. It's like a constant like thing. Yeah. But that's like the best thing about it. Like, I don't think people realize that when you do your own stuff, like it's not only like you're building something yourself, but you're actually like opening your eyes to so much more in the world. Like I know so much more about the way the world works from doing this than I ever would have if I just didn't do it.
Yeah, and all those skills, no matter where Plastic Love goes, you're always going to have those
skills. And that's what I was saying to the guys yesterday. I was just like, you know, like no matter if my brand like just completely disappears off the face of the earth tomorrow, what I've learned, I can use that in so many more situations. And it's just like, you know, that's why you do it. You want to learn, you 100%. Keep evolving. You
well, know? I had Nathan Hibbert on, who was an old school YouTuber. Like he was Jackson O'Doherty before that existed. He used to do like old school pranks on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I was like, you know, like, would you ever get back into it? And he was very much like, not really, man, because out of all the skills, like even though he didn't make a life from YouTube,
the
skills he learned around videography, all that stuff, dude, he works for the Bullets now, like doing all their videography
stuff.
That's
what I mean. He loves it. So it's like, for me, like I think the most that I've learned from it is more like how you can just create something like off the back of a name and you can have people that connect to that. Like that's massive. Like that's just crazy.
Yeah, I love the story around.
Like that's just crazy.
Yeah, I love the story around your name. Like how it sort of just popped up. You put it on your Snapchat. You're like, fuck, see what happens.
You know what I mean?
And
like
boom,
it's just crazy
to
see where it is now. Like, you know, like just nearly 2 years on, it's just like, just crazy, man. I still think it's crazy.
It's sick, man. So when like you did... I can't keep up with how many drops you do, man. You've been dropping so much.
I'm definitely
much.
On,
what,
like,
what are you on now?
You know, I told myself, like, I don't even know what number of drops I've actually done altogether, man. if someone can go back and tell me, I'd really appreciate that, because like, I have no idea. But I told myself, it was around Halloween last year where I realized that there was definitely a lot more like demand for the product. So I literally flipped my whole business model in October of last year. And since then, I've literally done like, I reckon I've done about 7-8 drops, and there's only been about 9-10 months. Like, we're approaching Halloween again. And Halloween.
Do you feel like the new, like, so when you changed your model, what was the process like with that? Like, did you consult with people, or what was it?
It was more like the way I had it before was I wasn't really concerned about how often I dropped, but I knew that if I wanted to make it like my life, I needed to drop more. I needed to get the brand out there more. Yeah. And I needed to, like, maybe I was charging a bit too much at the start, not knowing what my audience was relating to. Like, you know what I mean? Because I just try and keep everything as quality and as affordable as possible. Because I know when I was a kid, like, bro, looking back on what I used to wear, bro, like, I swear to God, like, I used to wear thongs, man.
Did you go through JJ's phase?
Bro, yes, because it's like three t-shirts, like $15.
No, I was worse, man. I was one of those fucking idiots that used to wear like Sonic shirts and shit like that. Like,
bro, I used to wear like, I don't know, like I used to, my big thing was thongs. I'd have my feet exposed. Dude, my feet are massive. Like, I used to walk around the city in thongs.
Bro, you're just
man,
ready. You're just ready to do like go throw down.
I literally looked like I was going for like a boog every weekend.
Were you a jeans with thongs kind of guy?
Yeah, I swear I did that. That's so weird to me. I haven't worn a pair of jeans in so long.
Really?
I don't even wear jeans.
Do you just wear tracks?
Track pants, hoodies.
Yeah. I love that shit though. Like,
I don't care where I go. I would go to if someone invited me for like a business meeting on something to do around, I'd rock up in this. Like, I really wouldn't care. Like,
yeah,
I just
man.
Don't care.
Well, someone said to me the other day, like, why don't you dress up for your podcast? And I'm like,
bro, could you imagine wearing a suit?
I'm dressed.
Could you imagine wearing a suit?
Dressing up.
Like, yeah, that's
I
what
wear
I mean.
Hoodies and pants and like Vans.
And it's like for me, like, you know how tall I am. I'm like 6'3".
You're giant.
So for me, like, to find a pair of jeans that actually fits right,
man.
Find shoes that look good, like, bro.
Yeah.
I'm happy with my Air Forces and baggy track pants and a baggy
hoodie. I got fat ass syndrome, like, because of fucking football. Like, my quads, I am not a big person, but I have big quads.
Yeah,
and it is.
Oh, we get
me.
It, bro. No.
It is fucked me up, like, with jeans, because I'll put jeans on, they'll be tight around
too
my legs,
tight,
and they'll
and
be too long. I'll have to
cars.
Fucking roll them up, look like a dickhead. Like,
I honestly haven't worn jeans in so long. People message me and they're like, "Oh, can you do jeans? Can you do denim?" I'm like
no,
bro, I just can't even wear denim. Like, I don't even know if I'd ever.
You released
that.
Plastic Love track pants though, didn't you?
No.
Oh fuck, sorry, bro.
But they come.
Oops.
But they go. Oh, I did a couple of track pants.
Oh,
part of the Halloween collection, but that was last year.
Oh, I didn't spoil anything.
I've been working for about since Halloween last year on track pants because obviously, like, I wanted to sort of do my own.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to cut and sew my own because that's the direction I'm going in.
Yeah.
We can probably move on. We can probably talk about that now if you want.
Fuck yeah.
But definitely the direction going into 2021 is like, I want everything to be cut and sew. So I want everything to be my own measurements. With cut and sew, you have so many options. Like, you change the drawstring colors on everything. Like, it's just going to be, because I've definitely found like what works with my brand now. It's not like these big ass creations that make everyone like stop and stare. Like, I definitely think people are more just like, they want the name.
Yeah.
Like, they love the name.
Yeah.
And I sort of went away from that a while. I had a bit of a weird phase where like I was doing like these custom pieces because of COVID and everything. I didn't know how everything was going to plan out. But like, had about 3 weeks where I was just doing like these custom pieces and I don't really know what I was doing. Like, I was just like, looking back on it now, I was like, what was I doing?
But still,
like,
it was cool though, because they were one of a kind too.
But like, I was just like trying to like do something that wasn't necessarily what the brand was about. And I admit, like, I fucked up doing that. Like, I might have lost followers during that period, but now I'm definitely back on track. Like, the last 3 or 4 drops have been like crazy, like expecting to sell like all my beanies so fast was just like, I didn't know.
Dude, I couldn't even get one.
Beanies could sell that fast.
Yeah, it was.
I woke up and I was like, shit, man, there's only like 4 of the purple ones left, and like they were gone by the end of the week. So like, I mean, the way I'm dropping stuff now is just like, you know, like still limited quantities, but it's more based around like the name and like how I'm feeling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I definitely have designs in the vault. Like, I have so many, but it's about like, I have like this funnel of things I check off now before a design goes out.
Yeah.
But definitely into 2021, man, like, now that the drops are selling a lot quicker and the support's, like, you know, a lot bigger, like, I just want to keep, like you said, reinvesting everything back in and upping the quality on everything. Like, I'm wearing these track pants now, like, they can't see the other side of them.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's why.
Oh, really?
I was like, I'll wear them, yeah, because of the prints on the other side. But a couple of guys saw them yesterday. But by the time this comes out, I've probably, like, released them on my page.
This,
like,
will come out. This will come out. When will this come out? On Monday.
Okay, so they won't be released yet, but there'll be a picture of them. So if you've watched this far, which I expect every one of you to have watched this far, go check my page and let me know what you think, because this is something that I've worked so hard on, because now I've got, like, a base model of a track pant. Like, now I can just work on the design phase, but trying to get, like, the fit right and everything is just so hard when you do cut and sew. Like,
yeah. But, so who do you go through, like, how does the whole cut and sew thing work? Like,
like a manufacturer, but you have, like, so, like, if I wanted one leg to be 100 centimeters and the other leg to be 80 centimeters, that can happen.
Oh, okay. So it's more
expensive, but I'm trying to, like, lean towards a way of, like, you know, charging my track pants. Like, I can say how much the track pants are going to be. They're going to be $70. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's a very reasonable 100% price for a cut and sew track pant.
Dude, you get Nike ones are like $90 and they're mass produced.
That's, like, what I mean. So, like, I just want to kind of, like, you know, like, I'm experimenting, I'm still learning, but eventually, like, everything will go that way. I'll be able to do more accessories and everything. I've just got, like, so many ideas on that
side.
Well,
dude,
you did
something fucking wild in your last drop. You did those mystery packs and nobody knows who is in. What even was in it? Like, it was so...
I still haven't released it to the public because one guy. I had three packages go to America.
Yeah.
And one of them is going to Nebraska and it takes an extra week because it's like an interstate.
Yeah, so you can't release them
or something,
yet,
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I can't show anything yet. I'm waiting for one more guy. I got three messages last night asking what was in them. But
I'm so curious.
The people that got them, like... I only released 25.
Did you tell them that they couldn't post anything about it or anything like
that? No, so I had a lot of people, like, this is what I mean about the family, bro. They're so sick. Really? They're so awesome, bro. Yeah. Like, they messaged me like, oh, look, like, I'm not going to post anything yet. Like, if you don't want me to, like, to get that, like, that's crazy,
that's
man.
That's,
like,
sick, man.
Because, like, if you're buying a mystery pack, like, you should be able to post, like, I'm not going to go and say, like, yo, don't post this. But I had people message me. I'm like, oh, well, obviously, like, if you know someone who got it, And you maybe get, like, because people get express shipping.
Yeah.
A lot of the mystery packs had express shipping because they didn't want to, like, check social media. But for the most part, I don't think anyone who got them was ruined, because I would have got a message about it, I reckon. Yeah. I reckon someone would have said, oh, look, I accidentally saw it. But everyone was so good, man. So shout out to, like, the 25 people that got them, because, like, no one showed anyone anything, which was sick.
That's sick.
So
did you, when you did that, did you think it was a bit of a risk?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
massively.
I was like, bro, I had, like, yeah, dude, I was like, what if they get them and they just hate it? Because I did throw a color in there that was completely different.
Oh, really?
But it will make sense once I release it and then release my future stuff. It'll make sense.
Cryptic, but, again.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, literally, look at my stories. You'll see, like, little hints. Like, but, yeah, once that guy gets it in America, once he's messaged me, I'll be showing them off. So that'll definitely be before next drop. Because I kind of want to, like, let people know that, like, it's worth it too. Like, the mystery pack is so worth it. Like, was I a bit nervous? Yeah, you're going to be if you're sending 25 people three items. They have no
random
idea what's coming. Like, it could take one person to get a color they hate.
Yeah.
Like, and just,
were they,
like,
were the items in it? I don't want to go into too much detail, but were they items that you've done before?
Yeah,
were
so that's where I sort of played the idea around. Like, I did two designs that were in there were, like, best sellers.
Yeah.
So, like, I knew I was sort of safe on that side because a lot of people that, you know, like, the popular designs, that's maybe why they follow the page. Yeah. So they might have missed out. So yeah, I did a hoodie and two tees for that and it was $90, which is, like,
that's
cheap.
Obscene.
Ads.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I wanted to just do something different. I've wanted to do that for ages, but I've sort of was put off because I didn't know how to do it or what to do. Cause, like, I know people do, like, mystery packs or mystery boxes and stuff. Like, I wanted to call mine something different. Like, I called mine the plastic love mystery bag. There's only so many names you can call it, though.
Until
you're until you're like, it's either box or a pack. Like, I'm not going to call it, like, a satchel or
something like like, do you think now, like, because obviously, like, it was only 25, which in the scale of your audience, that's so rare. That's very rare.
Not a lot of comments,
so do you think now you're going to continue to make them rare, or do you think you're going to...
Yeah, so I definitely have, like, something for Halloween. That's all good, bro. Something for Halloween. The Halloween drop is going to be nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already planning it. Like, I'm already, like, I've already got it planned. Like, and it's like 2 months away, 3 months away. But Halloween, because Halloween went so good last year, I did like 5 custom pieces and they sold out straight away. I'm not really going to go down that, like, route, but I've got something crazy, and there's definitely going to be another mystery pack, but it's going to be, it's still going to be like rare as, but like it's gonna have more stuff in it. So I hope people, like, once they see what was in the mystery packs, for the ones that sold out, because they sold out in 18 minutes, man.
Dude, it's nuts. That is stupid. Wild, man.
Like, that's just crazy. Like, to me, that's, I've never had something sell out that quick. Like, that's just
so
ridiculous.
Quick. Do you so with, like, you know, with the mystery packs, I honestly, like, when I think about the idea of doing a mystery pack and, like, doing what you did, It's such a cool, like, when you think about it,
it's a cool concept I've wanted to do.
It's such a cool concept because like, you're like, people are going to be fighting over it. They have no idea what you're going to do.
I had one kid because I went live the day of that drop, because after they sold out, had one kid in the comments. I can't remember his name, but he's such a sick supporter. Like, he loved his mystery pack, but he was like, he asked me a question on live. He's like, oh, how many mystery packs were there? I said 25. And he's like, what? So I've got like one of 25. I'm like, yeah, like, that's how rare they were.
Yeah,
because
like, I was going, like, to say, are you going to produce those mystery pack items for the next draw? Or are you just going to be like,
nah,
nah,
they're never,
it.
They're never coming
that
out.
Is
like,
so
they're
sick.
They're colorways, and there's a design on there that will never come back again.
Yeah, well, like, I was talking to another guy, Mark Broadhead, who runs Wacky Vintage, and he said one of the biggest things around, like, the idea that is, that makes vintage clothing so... like, so big, is the fact that if you get something, you know that nobody else has that. And
that's
that
what
makes,
I mean.
And, like, in a way, you've sort of applied that sort of mentality to clothing that you've actually created, which is such a cool concept.
And I just love the fact that, like, I know that every package I send out, like, someone's getting something limited as. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and that makes people...
Anyone that has,
too.
Like, the first tease I did, like, dude, I don't know what I was doing, but, like, if you've got one, like, I just think that's sick if you've still got it.
Dude,
like,
you know I'm into Pokemon cards, and I know if I have a Pokemon card that nobody else has, I
feel
like
different.
A fucking
feel like a
G, man.
Yeah,
like,
so... I know. And I guess that's, like, what I think of. Like, that's kind of, like, my whole, like, business model as such. Like, I just want to keep everything, like, limited as. Because, like, I don't care about selling, like, 100 t-shirts. Like, I'd rather sell 30, but know that that's 30. Like, they're never coming back, but 30 people have that, like, connection with it as such. Like, it's weird to think like that, but I guess, like, that's what I like to do. Like,
oh, that's so
that's
sick,
the way,
man.
I work it, so...
Because, like, you know, you've always been an animal when it comes to marketing, and obviously we talk about Creed all the time, because you like gave him something and he sort of helped you out. Do you feel as though, you know, staying around that sort of music genre, do you feel like there it might be an avenue for you to give, well, not, I'm not gonna say give, but find other artists that you think you might be able to?
There's definitely, like, a couple of artists that, like, because I just like the Brisbane scene. Like, it's my city, it's only really what I know. Like, I moved over here, so I've only really known Brisbane. I've never really been anywhere else, like,
because we have the same
to any other cities.
We have the same mentality towards Brisbane. Like, we both feel like it needs a bigger,
there's big, like, yeah, the, yeah. Yeah, like, no one thinks, like, you know, when you think, like, of certain things, you kind of maybe just go, I think we talked about in the last one,
we did,
of,
man,
we,
like,
kind
everyone,
of just go, you know, oh yeah, Melbourne,
everyone wipes us under,
like,
the,
love it,
the cover,
love
man.
It, like, you know what I mean, like, yeah, there's people doing stuff, remember this, there's also so many people doing stuff in Brisbane, like, I know so many artists, like, I cleared my Instagram feed of anything that I didn't want to see, so if you guys, like, haven't done that yet, I really recommend, if you're in a creative space and you're trying to, you know, push forward with what you want to do and how you want to do it, like, I recommend going through everyone you follow and just unfollow anyone who's not impacting you. I went from 1300 following to, like, I think I follow 600 people now,
yeah,
and every time I go onto Instagram, that's all I see is people that are doing things.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone that's just like...
And just, you know what I mean? Just to clear it up too for some people too, with you, you are very unique in the fact that your business doesn't follow anyone. So... Or you follow like one person, you follow yourself. So, you know, there's a lot of people who, when they start a brand, they go in, they like 2,000 pages or they follow 2,000 people expecting them to follow back. I personally, and this is not coming from someone with a big following, but like you would probably be able to back me up. It's, I don't think personally it helps that much just following a ton of people.
Nah.
Like if you still keep it to people who motivate and people who you really fuck with, like... I
can
think
understand
that's
if someone
be...
creates maybe a brand where they don't really have like a personal account
and then
maybe they wanted to follow like... Because it is...
Yeah. Oh, I mean like branding, like their brand accounts.
Because I can see that like if they follow like brand accounts, that means like, you know, you're seeing people and you're like, you know, maybe another brand will see that you follow them and they'll be like, oh, check you out sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess the way I've done like my social media techniques is a lot different to how like I've never done a follow unfollow method. Like I know a lot of people do it. Like fair play. If that's how you how you run a bag up. Like, go do it.
100%.
Like, but like, I see what I see.
But if it's
from.
Toxic, it's like, is it?
Like,
is it?
If
a
you're
point?
Following all these people, like, I'd find it weird if, like, Nike started following me tomorrow.
Yeah.
But then I saw that they follow like 10,000 other people. Like, I just feel a bit weird. I'd be like, oh, okay, all right. I'm not that interesting to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I've always just sort of like had. I was following like no one, and it was only recently that I actually like put my face behind the brand, which I think people are liking.
I thought
a
that
lot.
Was cool.
Yeah, and it's something I've wanted to do for ages. I think we touched on it maybe last time we talked
about
it.
Yeah, we definitely did.
I showed you a brand where the jewelry brand.
Yeah.
And he was like so personal behind it. Like people love the brand more because of him.
Yeah. A lot of companies are like that. Like when you get to know the person behind it and what they stand for, what their values are.
I think that's really cool too. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I feel like I have like a lot that people can like learn off me, like, and what I've done, but
even
like,
on just the fuck ups, like, holy shit, so many people would learn from those things.
Exactly.
And to hear also that you've done that and fucked that up.
Yeah. Like I'll always not, be honest with people. Yeah. Like, yeah. If someone asked me like, did I make mistakes? Like, yeah, like I'll probably make one this week.
Yeah.
Like,
nothing's
perfect. I've already made one this week. You know,
you
just know that and you just know not to do it next time. But without making mistakes, you can't push forward and you can never play it safe.
Oh,
you know what
man.
I mean? You just got to, like I said, dive in the deep end and just do what you feel. Like, no point waiting on it now.
Nah.
So if anyone's watching this and they haven't started their own thing, like, this is, you know.
Oh, bro.
This thing might not be here in 2 years. We don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. Like, I said it last time, like, we could all be
robots.
You
literally
100% like,
we could be robots.
Just go and do it.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you finding now, obviously, because you've got a bit more notoriety now, like, people know who you are. Are you finding you're getting hit up a lot more for not just advice, but to do sort of more promo stuff for other people, podcasts, all that sort of stuff?
Not really like that, because I think people that come to my personal page, they know like I'm not about that. Like never sort of, I don't know, I've never really thought of it because it, to be honest, it's never really come up. But I do find people ask for advice a lot more, which like I love because I love to help people out.
Yeah.
Like, but sometimes it can just be like you get some dumb questions sometimes, you know, and it's just like you can only answer them to a certain extent, and like you can't like you can't be telling people what to do, like, because like at the end of the day, like I said this yesterday, I had no one to sort of tell me what I was doing right, what I was doing wrong. Like if I look back at what I would tell myself so much if I could talk to my two years back, like who I was then, if I could have a chat with myself, I would be like, okay, like avoid doing this and this. But then again, I'm sort of like, well, if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have been where I'm at
today.
You know,
exactly.
I wouldn't have been able to push
through
it.
It's being open to making those sort of mistakes. Yeah. Being open to not just making mistakes, but accepting the fact that, like, Kia always has a go at me because she'll give me advice on, like, Instagram stuff because she's a wizard at it. And then, like, I'll be like, oh, no, nah, like, what I'm doing is fine, blah, blah, blah. And then after a while, I'll realize, like, okay, nah, she was right. I fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's just that accepting the fact that, like, I think it was actually Kai Tai that my last interview was like killing your darlings. Like, have you ever heard the saying kill your darlings? So it's when something you believe something that you're doing is so, so good, but it's actually the downfall
of
the entire situation. So you have to kill off your darlings. And I thought about it. I was like, holy shit. Like, that is so true. Like when you're so attached to one idea or one method of doing something and in your head, you realistically like, this probably isn't working. I really should try it. That's a hard thing to swallow and accept.
And it's to accept. And I'll admit, like, I've done that a couple of times. Like, you get so used to doing something, but it's like, you know, you get used to a design that sells.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I just keep releasing that. But and if you rinse, just keep repeat. Doing that, it's like, you know, you rinse that design so much, it's like, do people even want it anymore? Yeah. So I'm also got that in the back of my mind all the time, because I'm like, oh, look, I know this works. But there was a quote that I follow... this guy named Rick Rubin.
Yeah, I know Rick Rubin.
Yeah. You've probably seen me post it, but he had a quote like, he, if you don't follow Rick Rubin, go and follow him, because he puts up like one post
what is
a day.
What does he do again? Is he
he's just like a
motivational, like, he's like life a coach dude. Yeah, okay.
But like the way he works his Instagram, he'll put up a quote for 24 hours and then he'll delete it and put another one up. So he's only ever got one post on his page.
So weird.
So such a clever idea.
But 100%, like, you know, that's what I mean. Like, that's no one else does
that. That's his thing. That's why people follow him. Yeah. But he put something up and he's like, don't forget that you can have like an idea that sells. If you can do that, you know you're going to have another idea that will be even bigger. And I think that's an important thing to understand, because I feel like sometimes people can get used to like, okay, like I've done this once, like, this works, like I'm just gonna like stick to this. But just know that if you have the power to make something that like works that well, you can also create something that's gonna work just as big, if not bigger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So even better. So like, man, I always have that in the back of my mind whenever I'm like creating stuff. I'm like, oh, like, does this look good? Does this not look good? Like, that could be the thing that just rockets my whole business.
It's like self-confidence in that, like, you've done, like you said, you've done it before.
Like, once you know something sells, it's easy just to get roped into like, oh, I'm just going to do that.
Exactly, man. And like, then having that sort of, in a way, like, it's brave. Having, in a way, going like, you know what? Okay, I've made this work with something else, so fuck it. I'm going to do it this way and just go as hard as possible.
And that's definitely what, like, I'm experimenting now. Like, the stuff that I'm going to do throughout the like the rest of the year is going to be very different.
Yeah, well, you're in such a cool sort space.
Like, what? And like, I like being in the space I am, because like, it, I've got no like limit on what I can do.
Nah.
I can, like, if I want to put something out in fluoro green, like, I'm just gonna do it. But if I want to like maybe go more subtle and like, you know what I mean? Because my audience is very like, it's so interesting when I put polls up on my story, because there's so many people that are like, you know, it's not all the time like 50-50. Sometimes it's like 90-10. And I'm like, bro, like, really?
And you thought that 10%
was going to be the 90.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Really? Like, I must be thinking.
Well, you said it before we started. Like, you, even still now, like, you know, you obviously don't have an exact niche. Like, you'll have like a group of people, and then you'll have someone completely different come through and be like, oh, yeah, like, I want to wear that stuff. And you're like, wow, like, okay.
And
so,
I also love how like honest my supporters are, and like the people that follow my page are, because like, I love getting messages, as weird as this may sound, like one of my close mates, like I sent them a preview of like a design I was doing. Like, I never really do that, but I thought, you know, I'm gonna do that now and like see what people think. And like, these are like my close friends that still follow the page and support me every time, but a couple of them messaged back and they were like, yo, like, I'm not feeling this, like, this isn't for me. But like, to me, that means so much more than being fake with me, you know what I mean? Like, and I
can't have yes men.
Like, and I
yes
also men, get like supporters that will be like, they'll see something, they're like, oh, look, like, I love your stuff, but I wasn't really feeling this. And to me, like, that's so sick, like, that I can just have an honest conversation with someone who follows me.
And like, there's a way to go about it too. Like, you obviously don't jump on and be like, this is fucking shit. Like, it's just
like if people message me that, like, I think I'd maybe just like, okay, it's all love, bro. Like, okay, like, that's fine. Like, because I never really let that sort of stuff, like,
but it's
no
cool.
One's really been like mean to me, man. Like, I've never really woke up and been like, yo, like, whoa, like, I've made someone feel like that way. Like, my supporters are sick. Like, I love getting messages that would say like, oh, I'm not really feeling this, because it makes me realize that, okay, like, that's another point of view. Like, where have I sort of gone wrong with that? But then obviously there's always messages that are like, yo, this is the sickest thing ever. Like, you know what I mean? So I like hearing both ends of the sword. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's cool to see, and it's cool that my followers can be that honest.
Yeah.
Because like, sometimes you can maybe like not message a brand and be like, oh, I don't know, I really want to message them that. Like, I'll just keep it to myself.
I love
hearing like the honest feedback, because to me, like, that's like, bro, I'm still a baby. Like, what? 12,000 followers. That's like, people think like, that's an astronomical amount to a lot of people. But when you're in the scene, like, for me, I want that 12K to be 120K. You know what I mean? Even at 120K, it's not going
to
be enough. You know,
and you want to consistently grow too. Like, there's no end mark to this game.
I don't think you can have, like, you can't, because if you say, if I just said like, I want to hit 30K and that's my goal, like, what I mean? Like, then it's like, what are you what are you then trying to achieve? What, you're going to just try and sell out every drop? Like, you know, that 30K is not going to mess with everything that you're doing all the time. Yeah. So I think it's constantly about evolving and just, I've definitely got more focus on scaling up now that I've got the time.
Yeah.
But I'm still not like, you know, I don't use advertising. I like to build like an organic community. So whether I do go down that route eventually, I don't know, but I like how organic my community is now. Like, yeah. I like, and 100%, knowing that, man, I get the messages every day and I have those conversations.
And it works. So. It's working, which is great. It definitely works. That's the coolest thing. And like, for sure, it's really cool. Like, you know, we spoke about it last potty too, like the reposting, the listening to people, the reaching out to people, the replying to everyone. Like, I remember you telling me, like, you're up till like 2 a.m. replying
sometimes
to people.
Sometimes you just have to do that. And like, if you're not willing to do that, then you're never going to get that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was going to say something when we were talking about like the whole going out thing.
Mm.
The reason that I didn't like all of that is because, like, you can really be, and this is massive advice to anyone who's starting their stuff. Like, I would never really give this away for free, but, you know, you could be in a situation where on a Saturday night, someone messages you and you literally, if you reply straight away and you have a conversation with them on a Saturday night when they're maybe just looking at your stuff, that can literally make you a sale next week when you drop.
100%.
But if you leave it too late and you reply the next day, their feeling's gone.
Yeah.
It's based off emotion. So like, for anyone out there that's like doing their own thing and they get a message, like, just reply to it as quick as you can because it's going to mean more to them as well. Yeah. Like, because like, if I'm buying something, I can tell you now, if I'm buying something and something drops at 5 o'clock and I want to ask them a question at 4. Now, people will be messaging me, literally, I drop at 6 o'clock. People will be messaging me at 5:55. I stop what I'm doing and I reply to the message.
Yeah.
Because that could mean
an extra sale.
An extra sale or an extra supporter or someone.
And the way the world is at the moment is, it's a very reactive world. Like, you
definitely
want instant. If you have to wait, you, like, exactly like you said, you're now like, I'm not that keen now.
If I ask a question and it drops at 5 and I ask it at 4:30 and I don't have a response, that in my mind it's like, oh, like, I haven't got a response, like, I don't want to take a gamble on this.
Yeah.
But like, I literally, like, last drop I had like so many people messaging about the mystery packs. Like, I admit maybe my information wasn't as clear as I thought it would come across. There. But I was replying to messages, even people that, like, when I drop, like, I'm trying to check the website, I'm doing like 5 things at once, but it's important because to them, they might've waited all day to get on your website and like do this. They've spent time out of their day to do that. So like, the least I can do is just reply straight away. Like, I'm never going to be like, oh, just leave it, because you can, you know, you can lose supporters by that. Like, people,
definitely,
you know,
man, it's like,
obviously, people understand that you might not have the time, especially on a drop date.
Yeah, like, you can't be. There is, like, you know, there is a point where you're obviously like, okay,
sometimes
I need to.
Sometimes you do have to check on other things. Like, if my website blows up, I'm going to have to focus on that. But I think that, for the most part, like, if you can try and reply to everyone as quick as possible, I really think that helps. Like, I pride myself on that. Like,
That's
someone
awesome,
messages
man.
Me, I try and reply as fast as I can.
Yeah. On that too, like, you obviously, like, you're doing it full time now.
Yeah.
How are you finding that work life balance now? Like, you know, how are you finding giving yourself time to still be Connor, not plastic
so
Connor,
that's,
you know what
something
I mean?
That like over the last 6 weeks I've definitely like got better at, because the first week I was like, I need to work, what am I doing, I need to work, but then I've got to also remember that you can definitely overdo it with posting, and you can overdo it with putting just random information out into the world, and it's just like, sometimes you just don't need to do that. So I will admit for like that, and that's something I've learned that I wouldn't have learned if I hadn't have done this.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like you can definitely, once you get your brand to a certain spot, you definitely need to realize that how you come across, like, obviously come across, like, people tell me like I have, like, you know, I've got a decent sized brand, but for me it's still so small. But I need to realize that to some people it's massive.
Yeah.
So like, I think my like work-life balance is pretty good. I still work on stuff every single day.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, it's 7 days a week. It's nonstop work, but I'll definitely have like, at 12, I'm going to have lunch for an hour.
Yeah.
And I'll give myself an hour.
I was going
to
say,
you know,
how
we were talking
about
it before.
Important is scheduling, like, for
so
you?
Like, scheduling food's like my most important, because like, if I don't eat, I get cranky, man, and I start getting frustrated at stuff.
Oh, I feel
and like,
that so much, man.
That affects my whole creative space. So like, for me, like, waking up, I don't look at my phone. I have my breakfast. And then I just like, I might just check my phone for my notifications, but I won't reply to anything. I'll just have my breakfast and then I'll get into it. And then I'll do like, you know, I wake up early. So I wake up like 6. So I might start working on stuff at like 7. But like today, man, I was doing a podcast with you like this morning. Like that's going to take probably half my day by the time I get home and I have a shower and I get settled. So I know that maybe tonight I'll give myself, you know, 4 or 5 hours where I can just work on my stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to give myself the night just to relax because I've been nonstop since yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I haven't had, like, I was working at 8 o'clock last night, slept, woke up, come here. Then I got to go home, maybe eat something, work. Yeah. So definitely scheduling your time out when you work on it full time is like important. But I try not to like tell myself from this point, I got to work this amount of hours. Like, sometimes I only have to do 2 hours of work. Some days I have to do 12.
What does, so like, I know, and I know so many people would probably be interested in this because everyone fucking loves a day in the life videos.
Yeah.
But what would a normal plastic love day look for you? Like just a standard.
Well, just a standard day.
I don't think a lot of people really see what goes into being a clothing creator or a clothing designer and printer and all that
stuff. What I've definitely realized is like the bigger you grow as a brand, the more things you have to have in place all the time.
Yeah.
So like, I'm sampling stuff right now that I won't use until November, but I need to sample it now. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like an average day would be like wake up, coffee, breakfast in the morning. And then I'd probably spend maybe 3 hours. I get my social media stuff done first. So I spend about 3 hours on social media, whether that be like, you know, looking at what, like the shifts in fashion, what's new, what's coming, like what are people doing? So I'm sort of switched on to that side of things. And then I'll probably spend like, a good 3-4 hours sometimes, man. Chuck on like podcasts, listen to them. Can't listen to music anymore whilst I do my social media stuff. Just can't do it.
Dude, I'm the same because I just get distracted. And I like my brain, I'm trying to fucking type and then I'm just like...
So like I definitely prefer taking in information, but then that's sort of doing two things at once. So what people don't realize is when you've got a podcast on the background, your brain's also taking all that information as well. Yeah. So you're learning so much more. Yeah. There might be like 2 or 3 things you take away from that, like change the way you
do things. Why I put that little TV over there, man. That's just for purely for podcasts. Because I'll just be sitting there typing. I'll have that up as well. Yeah. And it's just... I feel as though, sorry to get off topic, but it keeps you zoned in. You're listening to that buzz.
If you're hearing someone that's like talking about working and business or something like that, it keeps me in a zone.
Yeah,
like,
bro, 100%.
Stay working. Whereas 100%. If I'm listening to music, sometimes I can just drift off and then I end up checking my personal page.
Like if a really quick song comes on, I find this with me.
I can't be listening to Marvin's Room by Drake whilst I'm trying to create something.
No, I'm not, you know, like Jack Harlow will come on, I'll be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean.
And then Lo-Fi will come on, I'll be like, oh, that's right, I'm asleep. Like it's tough, man.
I know, So I basically like, podcasts on like 3-4 hours social media stuff. Like, and you know, that takes me to midday.
Yeah.
You know, some people haven't even done anything by midday. So like, this is the stuff that, you know, happens in a like a standard day for me. And then I'll probably have lunch, like quick lunch, maybe half an hour just to reset. And then afternoons normally like, all right, I gotta check, like it can either be like I gotta check samples, or I've gotta, okay, I've had an idea, I need to start putting like a line sheet in place. So if anyone doesn't know what a line sheet is, it's just what you have to send your manufacturer if you're getting stuff done. It contains like all the info. So if anyone's watching, I know there'll be probably a couple of people watching that own brands. Like a line sheet is so stressful because you have to like quadruple check it because you could accidentally write like 29 centimeters for a print and it could be 2.9 and your manufacturer is taking all that information in. So you have to be very clear on what you put out. So like a line sheet for a piece could take me like sometimes half an hour to an hour just for one piece.
Shit.
You know? Yeah. So, and if you're doing like, say if you're doing like a collection,
it's a lot of time, my man.
Right, you could spend like, I spent 8 hours the other day trying to get 2 samples done. Hours just for 2 samples. Like, that's a ridiculous amount of time.
I could imagine.
I could get the samples and they would just be shit.
And I could imagine it's tedious too. Like, I've never done it, but just the sound of it sounds like it's maximum concentration.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you have to be in the zone for sure. Yeah. So in that point in time, I'm not listening to anything. I sort of like the silence a bit better. And then, so like I'd spend my afternoon doing that. And then obviously at the same time you're doing that, you're posting on your page. Like obviously I've sort of switched the way I post now. I don't really post much during the day.
Yeah.
I definitely, when I was working, I would always post stuff on my lunch breaks and stuff because I feel like I'd have to do something.
Yeah.
Now that I'm on it full time, I definitely like just separate that tonight.
Yeah.
For like the night time. So
probably works too with the amount of people who are obviously using the gram at night. At night, like
yeah.
That.
Obviously, your reach is going to be a lot better. I have noticed that since I've gone full time, my reach has gone up like astronomically.
That's fucking awesome, man. Because you got more focus too. Yeah. You're not posting on the fly.
That would be like an average day for me, man. I try and get a bit of designing in every day, whether it be just sketching or like working out colors that I want to use. But like, you know, when I go home tonight, my plan's to work on like a whole spring collection. Like, yeah. But I have three drops before that even drops.
You know, so it's like, it's always being ahead of the game.
So like, cause eventually I want to get to the point where I can, you know, I can place a big order of stock that's going to last me 6 months.
Yeah.
That I can pick and choose what I release and when I release. That's the goal. Sick, cause man. That's going to be awesome. It's going to save me so much time. But at the moment, obviously, it's building that. Everything's going back into the business.
Yeah.
So it takes a while to get there. It really does. But I believe, like, I'm on the right path. But
oh, bro,
like,
100%.
A drop day is completely different to a normal day.
I can imagine it'd be fucking hectic. A drop day,
and that's what I wanted to, like, sort of, like, content-wise, like, I reckon it'd be cool to, like, maybe record like a day.
I would love to see how hectic it would get, man.
Because you are triple-checking everything. Like, I'm talking, like, because I pre-make everything, so I've got the stock with me. I'll literally go through and make sure I have every size at the correct quantity. Even though I know I've done it, I always do it like an hour before the drop. I'm like, oh, what if I miscounted? Rip everything out the boxes, count.
The anxiety too. Well,
I could drop anxiety, man. Yeah, like, man. Every
and
time.
Even down to like, you know, even down to like just packing orders, because you pack all the fucking orders yourself, man. Like that is... When I think
it's
about
like my favorite thing to do though is
I get because I see you leave messages with people and everything, but in my head I'm just thinking one man doing, and it's not just one, it's not just like 20 to 40 orders, it's like hundreds of orders.
So
man.
Like
it's
I
fucked.
Had like the last drop was obviously like my best drop that I'd ever done to date, like it, like bro, I'll admit I was in tears, bro, like
that's
I was like holy shit, like especially when I saw that the mystery packs had sold in like 18 minutes. I was like, shit, man, like I must really be on design.
Yeah.
And I got real emotional and I was just sitting there.
You feel
like,
sort of like
shit,
it's like, worth it. Like all like, the blood, know, sweat, and then obviously ending in the tears, man.
Yeah. And sometimes you can just drop stuff and like it'll go well, but like you got to take into the fact that you got cost of goods, you got cost of stuff. Like this is the first drop where I was really like, holy crap, like I'm going to be able to do so much more now that I can put that back into the business. You know what I mean? And like I'm going to be able to give everyone so much more that, you know, because I get messages all the time, like, can you do this? Can you do that? And sometimes it's like, yeah, I could if I had this many followers and I was making X amount of every drop, like I'd be able to put that in and do that for you guys. But sometimes it's hard, but I'm definitely like on my way there. I just have to keep like...
It's a grind, man. Grinding. We literally just spoke about it last time and it's it doesn't stop. It literally does not fucking stop.
I mean, yeah, since the last time we did it.
That's why I love having you back, man.
How long was...
We did that in...
February?
No, we did it in like fucking November.
You're kidding?
Yeah, we did it last year, man. I think it might have been...
Bro, I thought it was in February.
Bro, it was during... Because I remember it was during term four. So it was before November. It was very, very, very... Like, dude, it was ages ago.
Let me check something.
Man, I'll have a look, man.
Like, I was about to say, because I had... I know what shirt I was wearing.
Bro,
I'll
get it up, man, and we'll have a look at the actual date.
Yeah, let me.
There you go. You're wearing this shirt. There we go.
I was wearing the red one.
When was it? Oh no, it was January. It was January.
I was like, dude, you had me like sweating because I was like,
look, you're wearing red again, bro.
I know, it's crazy, bro. I know.
Yeah. So sorry. Yeah, it was Jan 22. It was after.
I was about to say, like, I thought it was this year.
No. I think I was I think we were talking. I was talking to Bloody Brilliant Beers before that one.
Yeah.
So, fuck it, man. Look at that. That's so cool. Look at you all looking the same.
Literally look. Oh, my hair is shorter now.
Oh, is it really?
You cut your hair. Myself,
yeah, so. Good call. Nah,
she
actually.
She sorts me out.
Yeah, so, man, that's sick. Like, I'm fucking... I can't wait to release this one because
I think this one's going to be a lot more, like, I think... Because, like, I now have, like, a personal face to the brand.
Yeah, I can't
wait. I think I'm going to be able to, like... I think people that follow my Plastic Love page are going to be interested.
Yeah,
because,
and the thing
know,
about it is, too, like...
content in what we just spoke about.
Oh, 100 men. Like, 100 men. It's just, like... People sort of wonder with me. It's like, oh, man, like... Do you enjoy... Like, do you feel like you need the followings from other people? But for me, it makes me feel good knowing that your audience now knows who you are. Like, that is that is what Inner City Hermit is about.
Yeah. And that's the best thing, because if you can stay true to that, you're going to get, like, eventually, like, you know eventually that's going to be...
People tell me, like, you need to do this and you need to... And, like, it's on that sort of thing of, like, when I said, like, you know, kill your darlings. But this is the purest thing that I could... possibly do.
This
I'm
is
getting
just real shit now.
I get
like, this is just
yeah
real shit.
I'm getting people in to talk about what they love for an hour that is going straight back, and you know what, it's going to bring in people that, you know, people who obviously follow Plastic Love might listen to this and be like, oh yeah, cool, okay, like I love Connor, all right, I'm on to the next. Someone else who loves Plastic Love might go,
like, oh, this innocent,
wow, and then
like
let's go to another one, and oh, like, they're talking about this so positive again, and oh, like, there's another
I don't
thing.
Know
like,
how many people follow me like Pokemon cards, man, you know what I mean, like,
oh bro, if you want Pokemon cards, so, man, go over to my TikTok. I don't know what the fuck happened, but I managed to blow up just opening I'm excited for people to see you, and I know from the last podcast we did, so many people got a different perspective of you, and not in like a good or like, just seeing that, like, holy shit,
I definitely
shit,
got like a lot of messages from the first one we did, and people were like, man, that's crazy, like, I had no idea.
We even had it as it's the grind that no one sees, like, that is that was literally
and
one
I,
of the snippets
and
we
like
released.
I was real like impressed, because like people were messaging me being like, yo, I watched the whole thing, like, I never knew that about you. So I feel like what we talked about today,
dude,
that's even more so, like,
well,
I can imagine the snippets that you're gonna do with this, because
well,
there's
speaking
a couple
of
really good ones.
Speaking of, I did put up that story.
Oh yeah, have
and
we got any
I think I had one good one come through. Wait, how do I check this?
You gotta go to like your story and
there it is.
Swipe up,
there
I think,
go.
Or click on it. Yeah, I get that all the time.
Bro,
sometimes you can
I'm
just
actually
see it in your notifications.
I'm actually still a bit of a kook with
I
it.
I like questions a lot. I use that a lot.
Oh, dude,
page.
I actually fucking don't know how to... I know one of the questions, and you could
if
probably...
you just go to your notifications, you can see the questions, that what they responded to.
Oh,
it actually comes up as a notification.
Here we go. Alrighty, so we got one... We got a good question here. And I think we spoke about this one, because this one came in before, and I think I know what your answer is going to be, but who is your supplier? I can tell you right now, Connor is not going to tell you who his supplier is, how do you find the right supplier?
I think, like, I get this question a lot. Like, obviously, you just got to, like, you got to respect brands, man, because for me to find, like it chop and changes all the time. Like, you got to like, go with what's happening in the world. Like, obviously, like, the whole COVID situation, that changed. I don't know... You probably saw Ice change his whole business model for like ATR just because like his supplier probably couldn't get his stuff. So like when stuff like that happens, you just gotta roll with it. So like no brand owner is ever gonna give up their like supplier where they get it done, because like that kind of defeats the purpose of like what you can create and what the brand can create. It's like that's not like harsh to anyone who's like asking. It's just like a... It's like almost like giving out your personal address.
It's like giving out your credit card details.
Or something like, yeah. So it's just like it doesn't come across as like rude or something. It's more like, you know, like I've worked 2 years and I still haven't found one that I'm fully confident with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you go through so many, but if anyone's like, to whoever asked that question, I know some people like ask me all the time where I get myself done and stuff. It's all like research. Like I change all the time. Like I change everything all the time. It's constantly just moving. Like I never just gonna stick with one spot. Like it changes all the time with what's happening in the world right now. A lot of people's business models have like flipped on their head, and they've just realized that okay, going local is like the best option right now, because it's gonna save you a lot of time and effort. But for anyone that wants to like find a supplier or find someone that can create something, you literally just have to pick up this thing or like go on this thing and just type in the question you'd ask someone. Like literally type in how do I find a supplier on Google, and I guarantee after reading for like an hour
just
you'll be so like more clued up.
Just on that, I will show you something that is going to completely boost up exactly what you just said,
because I think people get like the
concept of like going to uni, paying for an education.
No, that's not it. I got that. Hang on.
There is a snippet because I watched it and I was like, it's so true.
Yeah, it's like, anyway, it's just literally just I saying, pick up your fucking phone.
Yeah, because like people don't realize phone, like man. if you don't know that you can ask that question to Google, you like you're not ready to start.
Yeah,
like you're really not ready to start. Like, yeah, man. You need to know that you can use Google for literally everything. Like, how do you think like I started? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How do you think I found out what podcasting
exactly equipment. Like it's just man. Research and through that research you're going to learn so much more about what you're doing, and yeah, you're going to make mistakes. Like, no one's going to be able to just do it and tell you straight off the bat like how to do it. Like, no one told me anything. I had to learn everything. Like, yeah, I made some stupid ass mistakes at the start. I lost a lot of money just not knowing what I was doing, but through research and through reading and just, you know, finding out everything to do with how to run a clothing brand. You can literally type in how to run a clothing brand on YouTube and like 100,000 videos will pop up. Like, just go and watch 3 of them and they'll be, you'll work out like how easy it is.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's just research, and I'd much rather tell someone, go and research and go and find it for yourself rather than just like, no one's going to give it up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not what happens. Like, I think if you just research on your phone, give it an hour and I guarantee you know what to do.
It's like, I guess like the whole catch a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, teach a man to fish, he'll fish forever.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, if you find out a method to do it on your own, you're never going to need to ask the question again.
And you're going to learn so much more doing it that way than you are by me or whoever you ask just telling you. Because even when you just like, you just tell someone, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whereas you're researching, you're writing stuff down, you're thinking about it. Like, you know what I mean? And that's the fun part. That should be the... That's what I find the most exciting.
I always think of it like...
I don't know what I'm going to get when I get a sample of clothing. Like, I spent $200 on a sample. I have no idea what's going to rock up. It could be complete shit.
Bro,
or it could be like really, really good.
We're
like,
all pirates and we're all just looking for that treasure, man.
You know what
and,
I mean?
And the best part of the treasure is the journey. As lame as that sounds,
process.
Man, it's...
If I didn't have the process behind what I was doing, I would not have the motivation I have.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I would... Like, if someone just came to me and just told me everything about how to run a brand, like, it would just be like... It's just not fun to me anymore. Yeah. Like, you got to figure it out for yourself. And that's honestly like 100%. That's me being 100% with anyone who asked me that question. Research, figure it out for yourself. Because in the long run, that's going to help you out so much more than just someone telling you what to do. And plus, no one's going to tell you what to do.
Yeah. Fuck like, yeah, man. That's a fucking...
That's a real answer.
I was gonna
say. That's me being as real as possible. Like, I get people ask me all the time, like, I'm trying to tell you some real shit. Like, you'll learn so much more about it and you'll love it so much more. And when you... pull it off, it'll mean so much more that you found that yourself, because you'll find things that you'll do differently to anyone that you ask. You know,
man.
There's things that people do that you won't be able to replicate. So like, yeah, literally just this phone, man. End on some real shit. Like,
I can't wait to snip that up, baby. Yeah. You're doing my job for me.
Nah, it's good. Like, that's just from the heart, man.
Yeah,
like,
I love that.
You know, if someone told me that at the start, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? Like, that's so true. Like, I'm going to go figure this out for myself.
Bro.
You know?
Perfect way to end. 110. Oh, sorry, hour and 10, baby. We smashed
it. That's fire.
Dude, I tell you,
it went so quick.
I tell you,
it
goes quick, man. I'll let you get back to work, man, because I know you got to go home. And get back to the grind. Connor, you know the drill. Where can people find you?
Instagram at Plastic Love. And then if you want me on my personal, it's at Connor's Plastic. If you have any questions about anything, obviously just hit me in the DM on either account. I'll get back to you as like soon as possible. I have a Twitter now too. So if you have Twitter, go
boost
follow
up that
me on
20.
That. Like, I'm still trying to like boost that 20 followers. Right. I'll be releasing like a lot of sneak peeks on there too. So...
All the more reason to do it.
Yeah,
that might be the way to grow it, bro.
So, yeah. And then other than that, like, yeah, I don't really have anything else to shout out. It's just Instagram.
Support the brand.
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, if you like what I'm doing, let me know. Like, I love getting all the messages. And July drop's going to be crazy.
Yeah, make sure if you are wearing Plastic Love, like, tag Connor in your story. He'll repost it. I know this because he always fucking does it, man.
Is getting reposted. That's what people don't
realize. Yeah, man. And you'll catch me rocking this hoodie, like, in most podcasts, mate, because I fucking love it, dude. I love everything about it. I think I there was a episode that I actually did where I spoke about it and it was fucking
awesome.
Yeah,
no, I listened to it.
Yeah, bro. I loved it, man. It's sick, man. But guys, you know what it is? It's Inner City Hermit Podcast. If you like everything that's going on, you can go back to the start of the podcast where I introduce Connor and I tell you to like and subscribe. So
that's
go
it.
Do
make sure you do that, guys. That hustles every day.
Get in, baby. All right. Cheers, Connor. Love you, brother.